This is Electric Sisterhood.
Podcast episode number 69.
This is the other podcast.
Bow, chicka chicka. Bow, wow, wow. Bow, wow, wow.
Electric Sister. Electric Sister. Bring it, bitches.
All right, this is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sista.
I'm Pandalicious.
And I'm Magic Mystic.
Welcome to a very special episode of the Electric Sisterhood podcast.
Very special.
Come on, boy.
Hope you brought a towel.
Or several.
I'm sorry. Yeah. That was probably pretty naughty of me. But before we get... And before we get to all of the fun stuff, we have to take care of business, because you always have to take care of your business and make sure that you're properly prepared before you engage in any activities.
So, business for
the
pleasure.
Absolutely, before the pleasure.
And,
all right, I've got to get through the Velocity Micro plug, ladies.
We're just a little excited.
I know. But we've got plenty of time. We have to give a shout out to Velocity Micro, makers of custom-built gaming, mobile, and home PCs. This is a very awesome week for us to be able to do this for Velocity Micro, because they actually just got awarded PC Magazine's Reader's Choice Award for Service and Reliability for 2007. So, congratulations, Velocity Micro!
You guys rock!
They do.
I'm not going to be able to do this with a straight face.
That's all right. We're just going to keep rolling. They also share the 2007 Reader's Choice Award with Apple, so very good company to be in. And they basically got a score of like 8.6 out of 10, which was the highest among Windows PC manufacturers. So rock on, Velocity Micro. Big time.
Congratulations.
So, like we've said all along, if you're looking for a bomb-ass machine that can run the Windows operating system, you really ought to check out Velocity Micro at velocitymicro.com and tell them that the lovely ladies over at the Electric Sisterhood podcast sent you.
We're sexy bitches.
Well, we are. All right, anyway... That's enough of that business. You definitely want to keep hitting us up on the website, www.electricsisterhood.com, or our short address. Panda, what's that again?
ESH.mobi.
How do you spell that?
ESH.mobi.
Awesome. The short address does get you to the long address, people, so type it in when you're drunk, hungover, or just can't quite handle typing such a long URL. Maybe you're one-handed. We don't know. But whatever it is, the short address gets you to the long one. Check out our posts. Comment on the stuff that we write. We love hearing from you. You could win candy or a t-shirt. Or if there's just something that you would like to see us talk about on the website at some point in time, just shoot us an email. We'll probably get to it. Just click on the Hit Us Up link on the website. It comes to all of us.
Mm-hmm.
So that said, that's all the business I have for right now. I know that Panda is a little crunched for time this week, because she's a busy, busy panda.
I'm such a busy girl.
I'm going to take the mic of 1,000 truths and hand it to Pandalicious this time. What do you have to do with it?
Well, there's a lot of things I could do to it. But I'm going to behave myself.
Oh, God, please.
Since this is our naughty podcast, I guess I'm the first one to bring up something naughty.
Yep, that'd be you.
Oh, yay. Now I'm getting all nervous. I know now, right?
Yeah.
crunch time. Anyway, out of all the hentai that I own, which actually isn't as much as people would think.
Now, before you go any further, explain what hentai is for those who are not initiated.
It's anime porn.
Okay.
And there are many kinds of anime porn. You know, you've got your yuri, which is lesbian, your yaoi, which is boys, and your regular, which is, you know, both. And
heterosexual sex is what you're saying.
Yes, both. No, there are some with some aliens and some robots, animals, demons are a big favorite, but I've actually decided to stay away
from the demon fuckers.
Yeah, because at first I thought I was going to bring up La Blue Girl, but then, you know, I went through my collection and I pulled out one that I like better than all the other ones, and granted, that's only like 7.
But still, a 1 out of 7. That's a great ratio.
Yeah. And actually, one of my ex-boyfriends had given it to me, so, you know.
And it didn't have any diseases?
No. And wow. I was nostalgic. It's called Teacher's Pet, and I know what you're thinking. You're thinking naughty schoolgirls, you know.
Wait, were you nostalgic about the fact that your boyfriend gave it to you, or because it was a Teacher's Pet?
It was one of the first porns a boyfriend had ever given me.
Really?
One of the first?
Oh, he was the first. He was the first one to give me porn.
Okay.
So, yeah.
That was nice.
So he broke that. Yeah. Anyway. don't laugh at me.
I'm not laughing at you.
Anyway. Look at me. Go for those. I'm sorry, off topic. But if you ever get a chance to go see Zumanity. Fucking see it.
Oh my god, season
eight. It is hot. It made me... Never mind. I won't tell you what it made me, but go see it.
Yeah.
So getting back to it, I know you're thinking naughty schoolgirls, you know, probably having fun with students on campus, and actually this takes it to a much deeper, darker, sadistic, slave-master kind of relationship.
Wait, Teacher's Pet, sadistic, what?
Sadistic.
Surprising.
Yeah. Well, you know, you've got your... And it's college students, so everyone's legal. There's no barely 18 going on.
My God, that's totally a 14-year-old. I don't care what you say. It's not an 18-year-old anime.
Oh, no,
sex.
But this is totally, you know... Because she's like, oh, I can't wait to go to college. I'm on the swim team. So she's
but
legal.
But does she look like she's legal?
Oh. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Important.
No. No. Yes. Yes. No. Yes. Actually, she does.
Okay.
And her name is Chichose, and she's got long red hair. I mean, they're very pretty drawn, which I guess is something you should strive for in your, you know,
in your porn.
Pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You don't want ugly hoes on your TV when you're trying to slap your bacon.
I try not to slap my bacon.
God forbid you slap your bacon. Bacon abuse. Anyway.
And I am not for abusing in the bacon.
Anyway. She goes to this professor, and she calls him Haru for short. And he's her art professor, actually. And he used to be her older sister's boyfriend. But they broke up. And she's, like, had the biggest thing for him ever since. And she goes to him, because this is how it starts out. She goes to his apartment. It's, like, late night because she stole the key that her sister used to, like, carry around. And she's like, oh, Haru, I've loved you for so long. I want you in me. End
well,
quote.
That's, you know, not full.
And at first, Haru's like, I can't. You're, like, 18. And, like, I was your sister's boyfriend. This is so wrong. And she, like, starts unbuttoning her skirt and, like, isn't wearing panties. Because God forbid anyone in hentai wear panties. You know, and, like, she runs into him and they fall over. And, you know, there's an easel because he's an art major. So they, like, pretty much fuck on the easel. And
that I give them credit for, because that you'd actually think is pretty easy, but it's not. It takes a lot of balance.
So, like, and, like, they're on, at one point, they're on the canvas, and he totally pops her cherry because you totally see, like, a red blood stain on the canvas.
Oh, ew.
Yes. They're pretty straightforward.
That's disgusting.
Anyway, it's part of life, Ninja.
I know, but I don't need to see that in my porn. I just want to imagine it.
Well,
they show you.
Well,
you know, and Haru at this point's like, oh, well, we can't tell anybody because I'm your teacher and they might think it's wrong. So she's like, oh, it's okay. You know, and the first few times that they do it, you know, it starts getting a little more kinky and a little more kinky, you know, like.
You don't fuck your girlfriend's little sister.
Ex-girlfriend's.
I don't care.
Sister.
You don't.
Anyway.
Do it.
Anyway. So, like, they're out, like, on his balcony and they're, like, you know, fucking. Or, like, they're out. You know, in a park, fucking, and you
out
know
about
he,
fucking.
Yeah. So I mean, it starts getting more and more exhibition. You know, like they're, you know, and all right. of a sudden, this sweet, gentle faced Haru has this really dark, sadistic side, and he starts, you know, breaking, or rather, being purely, you know, mastering over Chichose. And at first she doesn't understand why she likes it, and she doesn't understand why she's getting so wet, and she can't understand, like, she's never been touched like this before, and she's like, oh, Haru, and he's all like, shut up, bitch, and she's just like, yes, master. And I mean, like,
wait, so what you're saying is that a couple of episodes in after busting this chick's cherry,
well, it's only episodes,
okay, so
there's a lot going on in each episode.
Let me phrase that. After busting this chick's cherry, he immediately turns into a dom situation.
He kind of goes straight dom after that, you know. And you know, and she and he's like, I only love you, and she's like, oh well, I only love you, so everything's cool. Well, there are two others who come into the picture later on in the episodes.
Uh-oh.
And one is her swim coach, Miss Tagami. And she's, like, pretty, and the gym teacher actually has the hots for her, but he's too, like, he's too much of a mayor of Pussyville to, like, you know, do anything about it. And she's all like, well, I like Haru anyway, and he was all like, she, like, spies, and she catches Chichose and, you know, Haru fucking in the pool one day, and, like, she's so turned on by that she starts, like, you know, DJ diddling. So, like, she's a voyeur, and she's watching, and she starts getting jealous of Chichose, because she's like, why would Haru want you? You know, I'm much prettier than you, and I, you know, and she desperately wants to take Haru from Chichose. Like, it's so apparent. You know, and he totally knows that she's watching, which is why he's, like, doing it on campus now, so that Miss Tagami will catch it, because he wants to expose her for being a very dirty girl, and he does. And he ends up fucking her in the pool eventually. And, I have to say, though, a very funny part in this that I don't know if they really meant, because I watched it in dub first, over-subbed. The American, you know, English dub is just horrible. You can tell that these people are just reading lines off of paper, and there's no real emotion behind it, though the sub is a lot better. But, you know, I don't know. I've never gotten off on, you know, subbed hentai, but I guess people can.
So there's an admission right there made by Pandalicious.
What? This is the sex podcast. I
know.
Can say what.
I know. And what I'm saying is that you're admitting that subtitled hentai gets you off.
When I can't get the real thing, yes, it does.
I thought that was a jinx.
Anyway, getting back to it. The funny part in dub is, you know, when, you know, Tagami finally admits that she's jealous of Chichose, like, you know, Haru's like, all right, now I'll let you have me. So, like, he starts fucking her in the pool because she'd been swimming, you know, and he's all, like, you know, touching her in her dirty spot, which is submerged in water.
So it's really not that dirty. It's kind of clean.
It's actually quite, yeah. But, you know, like, and they totally, you know, emphasize that she's, like, getting wet in water, which I don't think would actually look anything like it does in this, but, you know, whatever, you know, right. Whatever rows your boat. And, like, while they're sitting there, like, he's, like, finger fucking her, she's like, oh no, don't do that, water will get in. Well, no fucking duh.
Yeah,
like,
kind of like
fucking pool. Yeah. Water's already in there, sweet pea. That's the least of your worries.
Oh my god, that reminds me of that scene from Dharma and Greg where they're borrowing Greg's camera, the parents.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, yeah, we're going to the beach. We're gonna like, get naked and make sexy videos. And he's like, okay, but don't get sand in it. And she's like, oh, honey, I would never make that mistake again.
Oh. Yeah. So, like, anytime I watch this and I hear that line, I'm just like, oh no, like, I can't help but laugh about it, because I'm just like, oh no, water stains. Oh wait, he's thinking about your cooter. There's already water in there. Here. That's okay.
Oh, it's that word doesn't get used enough.
So, anyway, Chitose hasn't heard that Tagami, like, the gym teacher finds out, or someone finds out that Tagami and Haru are doing stuff, and Chitose hasn't figured it out. And Haru's just waiting for her to find out. You know, and she's all like, I thought I was the only one. I thought you loved me. And he's like, I don't know what people are telling you. It's a big lie. I would never do that to you. And he's like, you're going to be going to nationals because of your swim team. I have a present for you. So, like, there's a beautiful cake. And she's like, oh, this is so wonderful. Mind you, they're back at his condo. And she's like, but why are there so many candles? And he's all like, well, this is part of the surprise. Now close your eyes.
Uh-oh.
So, like, you start making out and clothes come off. And all of a sudden, he, like, ties her up. Like,
uh-oh.
And not just, you know, basic, you know, hands behind the chair and, like, feet spread out. I mean, this is, like, hands behind your head, legs spread, and, like, the rope tied around so you see, like, the separation of her boobies and, like,
uh-oh.
Yeah. So these are, like, really dangerous but really titillizing, you know,
bondage,
rope bondage here. So I'm like, oh, my, because Panda likes bondage and restraints and all that happy horseshit. And, so he's all like, you know, you didn't wait for me after class. And she's like, well, I didn't want anyone to see us together. And he's like, well, now I'm going to have to punish you. So he takes this really, really, really big candle
uh-oh.
Out of the air.
Uh-oh.
And he's like, do you want to know where this is going to go?
Uh-oh.
You know, and she's just kind of like crying. And she's like, no, Haru, don't do it. Don't do it. And he totally shoves it in her vagina. So here's a
fire burns, people.
Oh, not that way. With the candle lit part away from her vagina.
I don't care. I don't want any fire anywhere near
happy
my vagina.
To me. But you know, and he's all like, oh, he's like, you don't like your present, and she's just like, I'd rather have you and me cry, and she's crying, and she, you know, and after a while, it doesn't really bother her that there's a candle there, and then he's like, well, I have this other present, but
uh-oh.
I don't know where this would go,
uh-oh.
And it's a smaller candle, but it's longer,
uh-oh.
And he. And he totally shoves it in her ass. And then, you know, because she's gyrating from being, you know, tied up, and she's like trying to adjust the lighter, she lights the smaller candle, which is kind of interesting.
That's
so, yeah.
Hilarious.
I mean,
oh,
there's
my
some
God.
Purely sadistic stuff going on here. And it's interesting. I mean, I wouldn't want this stuff to happen to me. So viewers, listeners, don't get your hopes up.
Don't stick lit candles in people's holes.
But, yeah, period.
And
but later,
especially when they have their period, don't stick candles in people's holes.
Oh, ew. But
you've seen The Blue Girl.
Yes, I have.
Some sick,
yes,
fucked
I have.
Up shit happens in The Blue Girl.
No, duh.
I don't remember candles from The Blue Girl.
No, but I'm just saying.
No, but there were other things.
Yes.
But anyway, we're not talking about the Blue Girl.
Like, that sword. That's all I can remember.
But anyway, so Tagami finally, you know, is like, are you still seeing Chitose? And he's all like, come to my... He's like, or rather, he's like, we have to go to this assembly. He's like, I have something I want you to do. And if you do this, you know, I'll let you, like, do stuff to me. Like, he's like, and I know you want me, so I know you're going to say yes. And she's all like, fine. So, like, they're back at the teacher's, like, you know, cubby area, the teacher station, and like he's starting to correct papers, and he's all like, suck me, you know, and she's all like, oh my god, yes, you know, and she like goes under his desk, you know, and apparently now her boobs pop out because Takumi's got really big boobs.
Oh,
and they're really big boobs, you know, and he has these little bunny nipple clamps that he puts on her boobies, and you know, and she's under the desk and she's totally like, you know, sucking them, and the gym teacher comes in, and he's like, I was wondering if you've seen Professor Tagami, you know, and he's like, no, I haven't seen her, you know, and she stops because she doesn't want to get caught, but he starts tugging on the, you know, cord with the nipple strings because he wants her to continue,
okay.
And he's keeping a straight face during this whole thing, and I'm a big dom nut, like, dom is
dom
totally...
Nut? Like donut?
She's a big donut.
I love domineering people in sexual situations, and this was totally the best dom moment I think in the whole like
series movie episode thing. But anyway, so, you know, after that, she's all like, but I didn't get anything from that. And he goes, oh, don't worry, I have something for you. And he has these this little vibrator that you put in your panties.
Oh, God.
And like, there's a control. And he's like, she's like, but we have that giant, like, assembly in front of the students. And he goes, he's like, I'm going to enjoy watching you, but you don't want to cry out in too much ecstasy because then people will think you're weird. You know, and she totally does it. And, like, during the whole thing, he's, like, pressing the button. She's trying so hard not to, you know.
Say anything.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, or act about anything. So, like, and this is, like, a pretty long assembly. And at one point, I totally think she's going to pass out because, like, her eyes get blurry. She was going to orgasm. But anyway, you know, and he pulls it out and he's like, that was so amusing. He's like, come to my apartment tonight and I'll give you what you want. So she's like, oh yes, he's finally gonna dump Chose for me and then I could be his like pretty little sex slave forever, you know. And she shows up at his apartment like 3 hours later, you know, and the door's open and he's like, oh, I'm in the bedroom. And she's all like, oh, well, I came here because you told me to, and I thought we could. And he's in the middle of, like, you know, tying up Chose, who's now wearing, like, a dog collar. Her eyes are, like, hollow. She has, like, no life to her, you know. And she's like, good evening, Professor Tagami. You know, and she's all like, what the fuck is this? And he's all like, she's one of my love slaves, just like you. And she's like, I don't know what you're talking about. And he's like, you're totally wet, like, right now, and I totally know it, and you're mine, and all these women are mine, and ha 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 ha. You know, totally, like, I've got you, neener, 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 you know, and, like, and she's like, well, I want your fat cock, and he's like, and I'll give it to you, and she's, and she takes off her clothes, and he's all like, no, 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 no. He's like, to get to me, you have to lick out Chitose. You know, and Chitose's all like tied up. She's all like, this is so embarrassing. You know, and mind you, she's like spewing all over the place. Like, freaking vag juices are like flooding the fucking floor.
She would dehydrate. I'm just putting that out there.
You know, and Tagami's like, I'm not going to do that. And he's like, well, then I'll just have to give all of me to Chitose. And she's all like, yay. You know, and she's like, no, I don't want you to put it in her. So, like, she starts eating out Chitose. And Chitose's all like, oh, Professor Tagami, you're so good. So now these two women are totally, like, doing it. You know, like, eating each other out, you know. And finally, you know, Haru's like, all right, I guess I have to fuck these hoes. So he's like, fucks Tagami first, and she's like, oh, ecstasy, ecstasy, yes, yes. And sadly, I was just watching this maybe an hour ago, so this is why I'm remembering exactly what people say. You know, and Chose's like, well, what about me, master? And he's like, here comes your reward, Chose. You know, and it seems like everyone's just a happy little family. And, you know, and they kind of go to the last episode, and Chose is, like, about to graduate college, and she's all hugging on Tagami, and they're like, oh, well, we can't wait to go up to the mountains with Haru. So apparently he kept them.
Uh-huh.
And managed to, you know, have his cake and eat it, too.
Or have somebody else eat his cake while he watched.
Yeah, that, too. Apparently that's the way to go. Like I said, I mean, the graphic, I mean, it's pretty, it's beautiful. It's very pretty, you know, very beautifully drawn. And I can't even speak now. Shut up. And, I mean, granted, some of the music choices probably wouldn't have been my best. Believe it or not, it wasn't like a whole bow chicka bow wow kind of deal. Like, it really wasn't like that at all. Like, it was actually, at the beginning, it was very serious, you know, beautiful, because, you know, in the beginning, he made love to Chose and didn't just fuck her senseless.
I mean, that's not even fucking senseless. That's just a whole nother trip.
That's something we talk about in this podcast. But anyway, I really liked this anime, and it's the first one that I'll, you know, I'll watch out of all the, you know, seven I own.
Thousands.
I don't own thousands. I don't have enough room, and mother would kill me.
Would tell.
Yeah. Well, she shouldn't talk, because I've watched porn with mom.
I know. But anyway, we've talked about it.
I would have to give this anime, if I had to look at it objectively, which I really hate to, I would have to give it probably a 3.5 out of 5. Only because, you know, it depends on if you watch it sub or dubbed. If you watched it dubbed, you may not nearly be as turned on as if you watched it in Japanese. Take it from me, I know.
Why do you need the words?
Huh?
It's porn. Why do you need the words?
Well, because if you're a dom, you know, if you're in that dumb dom sub kind of, you know, words are a very powerful tool in foreplay and during sex and after sex and when
before
you're getting
sex.
More
sex.
Yeah. And right before bedtime. So, I mean, words are very powerful and they're very potent, and I don't think people understand that. But I could preach about that for hours. I could show you.
You?
Not you, but I meant them.
Oh.
The listeners, you're my sister. Ew.
That's what I said.
Ew. But yeah, and the random choices of horrible music, that kind of turned it, you know, off for me, because there's a couple times where I'm like, I could have composed better shit than that. Yeah.
So I have a question for you before you jet out the door and all that stuff. Do you think that hentai and ecchi and yaoi and yuri are as popular or more popular than straight up regular people porn? Or I should say porn with physical people, human beings.
Well, people like porn, yes. Essentially. You know.
Wow, what a shock.
Pandalicious knows that everyone likes porn. I know you have it under your bed or
in
on
your closet,
on
your computer, on your desk.
It's prevalent.
On your briefcase, on your iPod.
Do I think that people prefer hentai and stuff over people porn? I believe there are a lot more people who like anime than they're willing to admit.
Mm-hmm.
So I honestly would have to say I do think that there are a lot of people, you know, who prefer it over regular. Granted, you know, there are some hentais where I have to go, now wait a minute. Now
the
I'm
tentacle
all for,
fucking ones?
I'm all for, you know, double penetration, you know.
God, the sound bites from this episode are gonna be amazing.
But not when it's like an octopusy demon with like 8 tentacle penai where like she's pretty much being fucked from every orifice imaginable.
And then a few that aren't.
And then some where it's like, I don't think that's theoretically possible there, Mr. Director
Guy. No one
guy.
Should be fucked in their eye cavity.
Ew, when have you ever seen that? No, you know what? I don't want to know.
But okay. I mean, the realistic stuff, like the things like Teacher's Pet where, you know, you don't have, you know, aliens or robots or, you know, or where, you know, there are even some animes that, you know, aren't particularly hentai in nature, but they do talk about the idea of having sex with, you know, machines like, oh, I don't know, jobbits. You know, so, I mean, it's out there, and apparently people like it. And there's a lot of people who like the whole, you know, peen-eyed alien, triple, quadruple,
okay, here's my view on it. Can I?
Yeah, absolutely. Jump in.
Right. Jump on in. The water's fine.
Yep.
Normal sex, just watch, you know, normal sex, go watch Jenna Jameson, whatever.
Right.
The reason I watch hentai is because
so
it's
now
so much
Magic Myth confirms that she too watches.
Of course I do. I own.
Right on.
Yeah, well,
we know.
Yeah. We spent like
yes,
all
I
of
know.
The last AB at the hentai booth.
I know.
I know, and I didn't get any. But, you know,
yeah,
we got
some
last
year before,
year.
But not this year.
I got 2 books. That's not enough to carry a person the whole year, ladies.
Well,
those are expensive, though.
Yeah.
So, I would have
given you my
website
one, but that one was for me.
No, but it's just I get bored. I have like ADD even when I'm watching. So I have to see something interesting, like aliens and sex ninjas
and
weird things like that to like keep me amused.
Mm-hmm. So is it more of a fantasy thing and that tickling, that fanciful idea and that playful idea, as opposed to, you know, just watching like some regular hardcore porn where people are just, you know, bad music, no plot, pummeling each other pretty much for 5 minutes. It's just cut.
Bores the crap out of me.
after a while, yeah, human porn where it's just like, oh, let me do your doggy. Oh, let me turn you around. Oh, let me spank your ass.
Well, it's like, especially if you watch a lot of things and then you realize that, okay, it's only about a 5-minute stint that they cut from, you know, and recorded from about 4 different angles. I just keep watching the same thing from a different angle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Or at least with animation, for one, someone has to draw it all out. So there's a lot more involved.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, and
I got another question.
And it's so much more fanciful.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got another question.
I'm the same way with stuff that's not sexual, though. Like, I don't watch dramas. I don't watch, like, straight-up romances. All I watch is, like, the fantasy and the special powers and the monsters and stuff like that. So,
okay. So that kind of plays into my next question.
Yeah, it kind of carries over.
Yeah. My next question is, what do you enjoy more then when you're watching those things? The series, as far as the hentai and the ecchi and all of the wonderful animated porn things, do you enjoy more the things that are more grounded in trying to have a plot and trying to have a little bit of a story, or the things that poke fun at themselves, like Golden Boy, which really isn't...
I love Golden Boy.
Golden Boy totally isn't. Everybody needs to watch Golden Boy at least once.
Right.
And yeah. Probably the first 3 times they watch it, and then love it the fourth.
My favorite episode was with him and the bike chick, who was, like, getting off on her motorcycle, and she didn't want men to touch her because she didn't think any of them could satisfy her the way her motorcycle did.
Yeah, and then he jumped off a cliff on his bike, and she's like,
oh my god, I want to do you! Come back! I loved Golden Boy.
Oh my god.
I would have to say for me, I mean, you gotta be careful. Because any story can have a plot, and it might not be a good plot.
Yeah.
You know, and themes, I mean, you gotta be careful with themes, because sometimes they'll just put the crappiest things together in hopes that people will, you know, get boners or get wet over it and will buy it. I mean, but at the same time, you kinda have to be, you know, I wouldn't want too much of a plot or, you know, theme, really, or one theme, but not a plot.
Okay.
Because
you're not looking for a series that maybe has a couple that's struggling with their relationship and where it's going to go, and as a backdrop
of that.
Oh, God, that's
like Rumbling Hearts, and I can't even stand the freaking demo of that, okay? Like, the freaking commercials for Rumbling
I didn't even
Hearts.
Get all the I way think, through my fucking thoughts, so I guess
some,
you answered my
like
question.
Some plot and some...
Yeah, but I mean...
What I hate is when they're like, yeah, we totally have a plot, and it's like, uh-huh. And that was where, yeah, you see that that residue on the floor, that right there is plot.
Oh, that's
no,
not plot,
that's
my
like,
friend.
No,
plot,
I'm not pretty sure
friend.
That's not.
Yeah, I can tell you what it is, and I can tell you what I damn sure know it's not.
I like it when they don't have any plot and when they have, not lots of plot, but a decent amount of plot.
Yeah.
But when they fake having plot is when I get pissed off.
Right.
Yeah.
So
like, I mean, some of the episodes of La Blue Girl, like a couple times I was like, uh-huh.
Blue Girl doesn't make any sense.
It's all
really
like, I'm we're a sex ninja, and we use sex as our craft, and to defeat
no, I meant,
you,
I meant
we
like
make you come before
the way
we
it flows, it doesn't make any sense. Like, scenes just kind of happen. It's like, it doesn't lead up into the next scene, it just,
no,
boom, you're in the next
random,
scene.
Random instances for sex to occur, and if sex isn't, masturbation is. And if masturbation isn't, then they're talking about that horrible dildo with all the spikes on it that makes all women's vaginas go, ah!
Oh, God, I love that series.
That's another thing. That's another thing. I'm not a huge fan. I'm not a huge fan of blood and violence in my porn.
In my
I hate blood in my porn.
Don't watch Bible Black.
I don't want blood mixed up with the fucking.
Yeah, that's just, I find that wicked gross.
That's just...
But what about vampires fucking, though?
Yeah,
okay,
but...
Not that kind of blood, bodily injury kind of.
Oh, right. Okay, I don't mind if vampires are fucking and they're sucking on each other and you see a little trickle of blood come down. That can be sexy because there's intimacy kind of being
like,
shown
I like
there.
So much that I want to lick your blood.
Exactly. Okay, and now I'm going to beat you about the face, and then when you're bloody, I'm going to stick my cock in your mouth.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I really don't enjoy that. That to me just goes...
I had to giggle there for a minute. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's funny if you think about it, but if you're watching it, all you have is
face
grin.
On his face. Like you've just been beaten to shit, and all of a sudden it's like, by the way, suck my penis.
Exactly. Ew.
Crap.
No.
Or like dead bodies, or just it's yeah. Just,
no, yeah, don't I'm fuck the dead. I draw the line even. There. I do not enjoy the dead getting fucked.
Yeah. No.
No.
Not at all.
No. Not in the least little bit. I don't like zombies getting fucked because that's close enough to being dead for me.
Yeah.
Don't really enjoy that either.
Yeah, that's
living
pretty gross
dead
too.
Girl, I think not.
Yeah. No, so but there seems to be a lot of the things that I've seen where that happens, and I don't enjoy it. So I find that I lean and tend more to enjoy the things where the violence isn't associated. I don't understand why.
Like, they're like cops and they're fighting. At the end of the day, they go home and like, fuck.
Yeah, that's fine.
So like the demons that are like tearing people apart kind of thing?
Yeah, I don't like that I'm going to fuck you, and while I'm fucking you, I'm going to rip your arm out of your socket, and you're still going to take it.
Well then, don't watch Night Shift Nurses.
Yeah, no. I got halfway through an episode of that and was like, all right, well, that's all I need right
the
there.
The eggs.
Oh. Yeah, no, I don't want to relive it.
Is it the one where he was making the girl like hold her pee during the whole night
yes.
and then made her top of the building and then pee?
Yes.
Okay.
No.
I have that episode.
No, I don't want to go
That's
there.
Another one. That's another one.
Yeah, that's a different episode.
No, I don't like
eggs.
Bodily waste things.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
She was shoving eggs in her bum and in her vagina. And then the ones that obviously came out of her bum were not actually white anymore.
See? Disgusting.
And I didn't find that very sexual.
That's not going to make me go, ooh, it's DJ Diddle time.
Those are
it's
very so- specific fetishes that not very
yeah.
many people share.
And the thing is, I've got nothing against fetishes, okay? I've got nothing against people making things to play to people's fetishes.
Mm-hmm.
But, my God, you know, there's
Don't
got to be...
Don't force fetishes on us, basically.
There's, even a limit, there's a limit, guys.
There's got to be some warning of, okay, this particular thing... plays to these fetishes. Just like you have on the back of a DVD, what kind of content, I think it should kind of go into more detail in that, okay, in this hentai, you're going to see tentacle fucking. Shit. Mm. There's going to be bodily fluids. Not so much exchanged, but actually from bodily harm. So I can go, ah, that means
this
somebody's probably going to get fucked to death by a tentacle, and it's going to go up through their body and out through their mouth. Ew, disgusting. I don't want to purchase that. And I'm going to put that DVD back down for the person who may enjoy that and move on to some nice cuddle fuck. I like nice cuddle fuck with some jokes on the top. That's me.
A cuddle fuck?
You know, cuddle fuck. Like sweet, cutesy, discovering puberty and holy crap, I'm going to fuck you against the wall. And then at the end of that...
Oh. Well, duh. Who doesn't want to be fucked up against a wall?
This is
what
I'm
saying.
Sign
me up, please.
Okay. Sweet cuddle fuck anime. That's what
See,
I like.
But at the same time, because anime is so you know, like they're daring. Because, you know, back when I was a little younger, you know, HBO and Skinamax and, you know,
Skinamax.
They weren't even all that Skinamax because they were all kind of like softcore porn.
And there's nothing wrong with softcore.
No.
You don't get
but, you
grounded
know, once
for
in a
softcore.
While you want to see an artist in an anime draw a fucking penis. Though I have to say, granted, you know, the penis, you know, actually I shouldn't say that because we have male viewers. But I could see why they don't draw penises very often. But actually, believe it or not, the penises that were drawn in Teacher's Pet were actually quite adequate. Like,
adequate.
Like, I was like, oh my god, that actually looks like a penis.
You mean articulate?
No, adequate. They looked like penises.
So they were articulated well. Adequate
yeah.
means that they get the job done as far
well,
as, like...
Well, they totally did.
No, sweet.
Or rather,
sure,
articulate
not the right word either.
The only dick you saw. But anyway, I was just like, because... Like, believe it or not, like, in some scenes of La Blue Girl, like, you didn't even actually see the penis. Like,
yeah.
You saw, like, all of the drool that, like, you know, outlined the penis, but you never saw anything, so you're like, what the fuck is
well,
she
like,
sucking
on? Well, like, the first animes that I saw that was actually a hentai, and I rented it by accident, in all honesty.
Oh.
I had Netflix, and they had just put a bunch of anime in Netflix, and this is just when they start, so I'm like, woohoo! A lot of anime! Because at the time
what was
I was
it?
In
what was it?
Demon City Shinjoku.
Oh,
oh God.
I didn't know. The description didn't say anything about...
It's not going to.
Okay. Not only that, but it was in the kids section on the website. It wasn't even in the adult section.
Oh, dear.
So I had no clue. Like, oh, they're going to fight demons. I like demon anime. So I get this thing in, and I start watching it. And I was hanging out with a friend at the time. And I'm like, huh. All right. Well, she's naked. All right. Naked happens in anime. No. And then I was like, uh-oh. They didn't put a block over his penis. That can only mean one thing.
One thing. Bow chicka bow wow.
Oh, and it went bow chicka bow wow fast.
Bow chicka bow chicka bow chicka chicka bow.
It was like, I can only get my power when I fuck the hell out of everything and I never come. And I'm like, oh, here we go.
What a sad, sad, sad state of affairs.
Yep.
And even anime men can't get, like... off.
Yeah, and so the rest of the whole thing was like, all right, I'm going to slay demons, but first I've got to fuck so I can get my power. And I'm like, oh, God.
Was there, like, girls who were like, I'll fuck you.
There was one chick who had, like, a psychic power. And the thing was that if she came, she would lose her psychic power.
Oh.
So the two of them were not supposed to ever be together.
Right.
Because he could never come, so he's just always hard and ready to...
And she can't come.
And she can't. Well, he gets hurt in a battle or whatever and winds up in the hospital. And she's like, I'm going to heal you. And so she rips his pants off while he's in the hospital bed and is like crying and riding him.
It's like, oh,
her hair changes color. And she's like, finally is able to orgasm and has like this psychic break that wakes him out of his coma and supercharges him. And he's finally able to come, so she doesn't die, but she does lose her power, and then he turns into, like, a wolf or some shit.
Wow.
And I'm just like, what the fuck is going on? And then there's this kid whose mom is, like, a whore, basically. No, she was, like, a whore.
Like,
and she wound up getting, yeah, like an actual whore. She wound up getting pregnant, so she resented having the kid because she had to, like, stop being a whore. But she really didn't because she would, like, ride the train with her kid and let people, like, feel her up and, like, fuck her on the train. And the kid would, like, be one person away.
The night.
And then, and then at one point in time, like, they're in a train station, and these two guys grab the chick and take her into the bathroom, and they're, like, fucking every hole and taking turns and, you know, Tootsie Roll popping her and all that kind of stuff.
Insurance is important. You must share.
Okay.
Sharing is caring.
Ew.
Sorry. I haven't said anything in a while.
Our mom says that all the time. That's why I laugh.
That's not what she means. And
I know.
The kid comes into the bathroom, is like crying, is like, Mommy? Mommy? And then looks at the two guys, and then it turns out he's a demon, and he fucking rips them apart.
The boy or the
demon? Little boy. Because he's the demon.
The little boy's a demon?
Yeah, the little boy's a demon. And I don't know how he's a demon. See, this is why there needs to be a little more development in plot. But he's a demon. And he decides that anytime somebody fucks his mommy, he's going to kill them and kill them badly. Or if he sees somebody fucking somebody else because they're hurting that person, he's going to kill them badly.
Ooh.
Yeah,
he kills a lot of people badly.
And, like, rip everything off their body. First their skin, and then their limbs, and then kind of explode them and just leave, like, splatters.
See, I would just snap off their penis.
No, he kind of goes Jackson Pollock on them and leaves blood splatter, like, bad. And eventually he gets killed.
The kid does?
By the wolf
guy?
Coming demon thing.
Oh,
yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
All's well that ends well, I guess.
Yeah. So... You know, that's what makes me run back to cuttlefuck anime.
Yeah, I would definitely aim for some cuttlefuck if that was a title that I had come across.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
So I like the softcore things. I like the things that kind of hint at the sexuality, or they hint at relationship that may take that next level, I want them to go to that next level, and then if I actually get to see them go to that next level, I feel, like, rewarded, as opposed to...
In our circumstances, they totally fucking that.
Well, I would love if somebody would, like, hook a sister up with that, because I can't find it. Yeah.
to you.
So anyway, that's my few cents on the whole thing. But I'd like to hear what you have to say on the subject magic, because you've been kind of quiet over in the corner.
I have been.
I have to go.
Oh.
I have to go take care of some things.
It wasn't that good of an episode.
Oh, that's funny. Sorry.
But I do. All right. So you girls have fun without me. Okay?
Yeah, we'll do.
All right. Bye-bye.
Night-night.
Bye. Bye, our listeners.
She's okay. So cute.
She's something else. So since she's gone and is not hogging up the microphone from me anymore, or myself.
Now I gotta fill up the dead air.
Just a little bit. It's not dead air, but while I take a sip of Red Bull here and rejuvenate myself, what do you have for the people?
Well, I actually don't watch as many hentais as I do read doujinshi.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big fan slasher. You know, I love watching reading things where that fans have written where they mm-hmm. put characters who should never ever be together.
Spock, Kirk, anybody? Hmm?
Yeah. Like, what are some of the pairings I've seen recently? Ichigo and the Cat Lady. No,
really,
never happened. Ever should have happened. Renji and Ichigo.
Well,
Urahara and Ichigo. Pretty much everybody in that entire series has been slashed with Ichigo.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. Well, I'm just waiting to see
a Khan in Ichigo, and then I'm just gonna burn my eyes.
But the thing is, it's gonna happen because everyone's gonna pair their favorite character, the person that they identify with most, with the other character that they love.
Yeah. It's really funny. Both Naruto and Bleach, I'm not a huge fan of the major character, mm-hmm. the main character. I don't really like Ichigo. I don't really like Rukia.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big fan of Sakura, Sasuke, or Naruto.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yeah. And saying that, I'm like, so why do I watch it?
Yeah. Well, because you watch it for, you know, characters like Gaara and Renji
mm-hmm. and all the horrible, horrible villains that I love.
Yeah, I mean, for me, Bleach...
Jamara, I love you!
For me, Bleach, I can only like Ichigo when Ichigo is subbed. I can't stand dubbed Ichigo. It just sounds wrong to me.
Oh, God. Dubbed anything recently has really been driving me nuts.
Yeah, I don't like it, but...
Dubbed Renji is so horrifically, awfully not Renji.
Yeah, I haven't gotten there yet, but... What?
I just recently saw the episode where they're beating the crap out of each other.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, and Renji's all, Rukia, I'm sorry. And, you know, his hair is down, he's all bloodied, and, you know, he's like, I can't, I'm not strong enough. Boo-hoo.
I want to go home. Yeah. No fun there.
Okay, so... I read a lot of fan comics and stuff, mm-hmm. and then there's one that I found that I really, really love. I don't know how long it's been around, but I feel like I've known it for years. I just keep going back to it and reading it, and it's not actually fan-made or anything. It's a original comic called Alice in Sexland. And it's all Alice in Wonderland based, so you can imagine how screwed up it is.
Yeah, I know, because even with my best imaginative efforts, I probably am going to fall sadly short.
Okay, let's see. How should I sum this up in a sentence? The drink me bottle has been transformed into these blue and red pills that say, fuck me or fuck you.
Uh-oh.
So you change gender. With these things.
Oh no.
So yeah, things are much more exciting in Sexland than in Wonderland.
Wow. See, I could get wrapped around that though, because that's a nice play on the idea of Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah. So at the very beginning, Alice is running away. You don't find out until like bunch of chapters later. She's running away because her stepdad is this like horrible, domineering, like rapist kind of guy who's just really, really awful. So she's had nothing but bad experiences with sex in her life. So she's running away from them, and she, like, falls off a cliff. And she wakes up at the bottom of the cliff, and she's like, wow, I can't believe I survived that. And there's this really cute bunny girl.
Uh-oh.
She's not, like, big, busty bunny girl. She's, like, short and cute bunny girl.
Okay.
You know, with a giant watch and clothes that are far too big for her. Mm-hmm. And she's like, are you okay? And then so the bunny girl brings her to Sexland through a hole first. So she follows the bunny girl.
That's the only way to get to Sexland.
Yeah, it really is. And it's just everything from Wonderland has been sexified. Everything. So you know how in Alice in Wonderland they go through the hole and they float down?
Uh-huh.
They float down, except for there's a lustscape, which is the walls are all covered in these naked women.
Okay.
So one of them reaches out and grabs Alice as she's falling, and they all shag. And then
okay.
A chapter later, when she finally gets to the bottom, they are zapped inside a door.
Uh-huh.
It's like inside the door. You know, and so to get out, what they have to do is they have to
fuck the doorknob.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, I knew it! I knew it!
Alice is like, "Who's that? That's not a who, silly. That's just the doorknob." So yeah, so Bunny carries like Adelda around with her, and she
come on, you brought it.
Yeah, she just, you know, very quickly with amazing technique. And then Alice is like, so what do I do? And Bunny goes, here, have these pills.
Uh-oh.
You know, and it's, Alice goes, well, these say, fuck me or fuck you. I guess I'll try fuck you. And, you know, she grows herself a dick and has fun with the door.
Okay.
This is a really, how do I describe it? It's very juicy. It's one of those ones where everything's drawn nicely, but then there's excessive amounts of fluids.
Okay.
So basically, when the door finally opens, Bunny's almost drowned in this, like, flood.
Okay.
Yeah. Alice was enjoying herself far, far too much.
Uh-huh. So then dehydration. Gotta be careful of that.
So then they meet. Well, it doesn't really matter when you're in Sexland, I guess.
I guess.
Because they fuck pretty much all day, every day. Because that's the way it ends up happening. Like, several chapters in, Bunny goes, oh, wow, we fucked the day away again. Because so many chapters just end with, like, the sun setting. Oh, I guess it's time for sleep, you know? It's just so funny. So then the Cheshire Cat shows up.
Uh-oh.
Another really sexy woman.
Okay.
And, you know, the Cheshire Cat wants her milk.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Surprise.
Yeah.
So then they start traveling together. And it's just all these encounters they have with different characters that all want to screw.
Okay.
Yeah, they come across this tree that's like...
A tree.
Okay,
yeah. Really? A tree?
Well, the tree hasn't had any in a while because the fairies used to come for his sap. And the fairies don't come for a sap anymore. So he's like, I'll feed you. You know, you can have my sap.
Uh-huh.
Do something for me.
Gotcha.
And then, let's see, who else is there? There's Thomas the Virginian.
Uh-huh.
Who is this tiny little dildo-shaped man that just lives in his ride.
Uh-huh.
And it's really funny because she's got this license plate strapped around her neck.
Yeah.
And it's the funniest characters. The caterpillar is another, you know, very big busty woman, but she's an actual transsexual. Or excuse me. Which one is the one? No, she's a hermaphrodite, excuse me.
Ah, she he.
She he.
Okay.
But it turns out that the Cheshire Cat's afraid of caterpillars.
Uh-huh.
And although she looks like a woman, her penis has, like, tattoos and stuff on it, and it looks like a caterpillar.
Ow.
So Cheshire's afraid of the caterpillar.
Oh, ow, ow.
No. It's really funny. So, and then they find out, you know, that the Red Queen is taking over the land, and they're all, you know, let's go talk to the Red Queen and stuff. And uh-huh. They get fucked along the way. Quite
a bit. Of course, of course.
So, yeah. I mean, there's a lot more to it because there's, I want to say, like, 16 chapters or something. It's
quite
long.
That's a lot of fucking.
Yeah. Because there's Alex in Sexland, and then there's Alex in Sexland Extreme, so.
Sexland Extreme!
Extreme!
Well.
So, yeah, alrighty. It's got a good story. I'm not saying that's a redeeming factor at all, but but it makes sense.
I don't think that porn has to be redeeming.
Yeah, I know.
It just has to cobble along. I just say it to
make myself feel better. but the art's really good. The character design's awesome. The story makes sense. It's amusing. Probably would be even if it had been toned down to like barely softcore kind of form.
Mm-hmm.
So I really love it. So Alex and Sethland, go grab it. I'm pretty sure it was originally Japanese.
Okay.
But it may not have been. So because I've seen it translated a lot.
Okay.
So and it's not like a manga per se. It's more of a comic book form.
Uh huh.
If you go out and get it. So. Okay.
Well, I've got a question on that tip, since most of what Panda and I were talking about before she had to duck out on us was mostly anime. Do you find that there's more of an ability to be more creative in manga form for dealing with hentai and ecchi than there is for anime, seeing as how it is animated, so you're restricted to what people can draw, as opposed to by having things written on a page, you can let people's imagination take over more?
No, this is drawn, too. It's not written, it's drawn.
Okay.
No,
what I mean is, in the animation, if you're animating somebody having sex, you're kind of limited to what we're used to seeing, whereas if the whole thing being a manga, because you're not seeing every frame animated, does that leave more to your imagination and therefore make the story better, I guess is what I'm getting to, or trying to get to.
I would say that manga and doujinshi leave more to imagination. So if you're a big fantasizer and you've got a particularly good imagination that you want to, get inspiration from something and then move on to whatever you want to have happened, that you should read it with the manga or the doujinshi. If you want something like the whole experience that you don't want to have to make up yourself, then I'd go for something animated, because just adding sound is a huge thing. For example, this isn't a hentai, but Ghost Hunt. I read that and then I watched it. It's a horror comic about ghosts and stuff, and it is 10 times scarier watching it because of sound effects and stuff than it ever was reading it.
Gotcha.
So I think sound adds a whole nother dimension of involvement, because it is. It's a sensual experience. So it really depends what you're looking for.
Or what you're into, or what really or does what it you're for into. You.
Another thing is that a lot of things aren't animated, because it takes a lot more time to animate things. Mm-hmm. So the ones that are animated aren't necessarily the good ones.
Right. Well, and I agree. I mean, if you think about it.
And because of copyright things, none of the fan slashes will ever be animated.
Right.
Unless you do it yourself. Like that one episode, it was amazing. I forget what it was called, but it was Neon Genesis Evangelion.
Mm-hmm.
Some fan somewhere made a beautiful episode. It looked exactly like it had come straight out of the anime. That was a hentai episode.
Oh.
And it was just really cool.
The worst one I ever saw was the Dragon Ball Sailor Moon.
Oh God,
that thing was awful. If anyone,
it was awful.
It was just so bad. It was like the Castle of Fucking, and everyone was just so badly drawn. I think that's the thing that hurt my soul the most. Wasn't so much that it was like Dragon Ball characters fucking the Sailor Moon characters. It was just that everyone was so badly drawn. So over-exaggerated. And there was so much limited actual animation.
Yeah.
It was so bad. I was like, if you're gonna do it, like, really commit. Get some resources behind it. Make it flash. I don't care. But if you're gonna do it well, or don't do it at all.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that one.
Yeah. But in any case, I think we've kind of pummeled the hell out of this topic.
Yep.
It's been a very fun conversation, though.
It's been great. It's been very awkward, but...
But awkward can be good. And you know what else is good? Our sponsor.
Velocity Micro.
Absolutely, absolutely. Once again, we want to congratulate them on getting their PC Magazine Reader's Choice for Service and Reliability Award. If you need a good machine, please check them out, velocitymicro.com. If you've got to run Vista, get something that will run it well and the people that will stand behind their work on the machine. VelocityMicro.com and tell them that the ladies from Electric Sisterhood sent you. Also, hit us up on our website, www.electricsisterhood.com, or our short address, esh.mobi. That's esh.mobi. We love to hear your comments, and I am really looking forward to seeing what you people think of this episode. And
I don't think I want to know.
I'm curious. I want to see the dialogue. I want to know if what I think is right. And I'm going to look forward to all of the wonderful conversation to come up during the rest of this week. So I think I'm going to call this podcast toast.
Very toasted.
What are you going to do with your toast magic?
I am actually, I'm going to a fair.
Nice.
I'm going to the Topsfield Fair in Topsfield. It's the oldest fair in America, I'm pretty sure. Well, they brag that it is. I don't know if it really is.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's my plan. Nice. Going with a few friends.
Good, good.
So I'm going to have the apple toast tonight.
You know, what I love is the fried dough.
I'm not a fried dough fan. I'm not saying I don't like it. I mean, I love fried dough, but I spend all my money on candy apples before I can go get some fried dough.
See, I can't do candy apples because they get stuck up in my gums and then they hurt my gums. But I could do fried dough till the cows come home, especially with, like, butter and the sugar, the powdered sugar on the top. Like, I do both, and then I try to put some brown sugar on top of that if they have it. It's just like...
I'm just a powdered sugar fan. I don't add the cinnamon or the brown sugar or any of that.
Yeah, I like the brown sugar and I like the butter. So I put the butter on first, and then you put the powdered sugar, and then you put a little brown sugar, and then if, you know, because they leave it out, if they're smart, you can put a little more powdered sugar on the top. It's just like a sugar sandwich. It's delicious. It's the fair. It's the only time of year that you get to do that. The only time you can have a sugar sandwich and people not look at you like, are you trying to kill yourself?
Well, yeah, that's why I have like 10 candied apples and several baked potatoes.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Because that's the only place and the only time of year you can get away with that.
Yeah, yeah.
Me, I'm going to take my toast now and pretend that it's fried dough and put some powdered sugar on it.
You can make your own, and you can have your own little ninja fare.
I know, but me, with the deep fryer, bad things happen.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm liable to light my building on fire.
Well, at least you'll have a story for next week if you do.
This is true. So, as always, I'm Ninja Sista.
Magic Mystic.
And we will catch you guys next week.
And we're out.
Bye. This is Electric Sisterhood podcast episode number 69.
You paused too long. Okay, how long are we pausing? Episode number 69.
Yeah, I always
this
count.
This is the
two.
Other podcast.
I go 1, 2, and then
yeah,
title.
I go one, two, and then
okay.
Title.
I don't pause quite that long.
Yeah, I pause for two.
So
1, 2.
For two.
All right, got it.
Yeah. All right, let's try it again.
Okay. This is Electric Sisterhood podcast episode number 69. This is.
Okay, because none of us were. It was like this.
All right, I don't think the sync thing's gonna.
This
work,
is worse than
guy.
Synchronized swimming.
Yeah.
So I think the three, each of us having a little part of it,
I think
works.
That's gonna work.
Let's try it to see.
So rather than trying to run all over each other and fit it, pause, because it'll work better that way.
Better. Okay.
This is Electric Sisterhood.
Oh, am I doing the word podcast?
Yes!
This is Electric Sisterhood.
Podcast episode number 69.
This is the other podcast.
See, I like that.
Okay, now you have to be sexy.
Okay, that's gonna be a little harder.
All right. Everybody ready?
Yep.
This is Electric Sisterhood.
Podcast episode number 69.
This is the other podcast.
Ooh, I like them both. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I like both of those.
You want to try one?
Sure,
I'll do this is the Electric Sisterhood part.
Okay.
And I'll do the podcast episode part. All right.
This is Electric Sisterhood.
Podcast episode number 69.
This is the other podcast.
Holy fuck, we're hot, guys. Holy shit. Okay.
Because right. That would just be so fun, so much funnier.
Good times. I love working with audio.
It's fun.